Residents of Abokobi Pantan and surrounding communities have called for the immediate halt of dumping of refuse at Abokobi Pantan dumping site. At a news conference organized by the Coalition of Residents, members complained of the serious health hazards and insanity the dumping site poses to both residents and workers in the area. The chairman of the coalition, Elvis Akuamwa, noted that the dumping site is not only serving as a breeding ground for ailments, but also for criminals. Linda Goje and Sylvia Jakpasu have filed this report.
The press conference discussed the sanitation and security situation in communities such as Abokobi, Pantan, Paraku, Agbogba and surrounding communities and their implications on the lives of workers and patients of the Pantan Hospital. The chairman of the Coalition of Residents Association, Elvis Ekwuamua, said the dumping of refuse in the area has, among other things, resulted in the contamination of their drinking water. He noted that the area was never earmarked as a refuse dump and that attempt to halt it is legal.
The dumping is still continuing, the burning of refuse. During raining season, the stench you can't stand, the flies. And what is so upsetting is about the fact that it's within residential community with sensitive structures like a training college, a hospital. You know, there are businesses here. The health implications thereof are there for anyone to see. When they are burning, the smoke contains thousands of carcinogenic substances. It means that all of us are prone to cancer. People are developing asthma, respiratory tract infections are upset. Get to the OPD in Pantan Hospital, you find what people are reporting. And basically, most of them are coming from within the community. We have patients that we are taking care of. Is it because they are mentally ill, that they don't have a voice? They've lost their dignity and respect as Ghanaians? No. We have the responsibility to protect them. We are saying this press conference that, look, we expect our authorities to act. So why are our authorities not acting? A lot of the structures you see here were here long before. And in any case, we've not cited any document that says that this place was earmarked as a refuse dump. For us to see that, probably some people are encroaching on the refuse dump.
According to the residents, one of the upset developments is the intention to create a new market close to the dumping site. They stressed that several complaints to the district assembly's consent have not yielded any results, adding that they will have no option than to resort to legal means, including self-help, to end the dumping.
Linda Goji and Sylvia Jakpasu filed that report.